This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, everyone. This is Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Hope you all are doing well and happy spring. Yes, one day it's going to be beautiful. Yesterday wasn't so great, but we go on. And I hope you're, once again, I hope you're doing fine. Here is a something I saw on the internet that looked really great. Just butter a skillet. Fill the skillet with sliced tomatoes. So maybe a little bit of olive oil first. And then fill the bottom of the skillet with sliced tomatoes. You want to mix together 3 eggs, some salt and pepper and red pepper flakes, and green onions chopped. Blend that. Pour that over the tomatoes. Add the lid. Let the eggs set and then serve. So simple and going to be beautiful also. And here's something else that I saw. I guess it was on, an internet program. It's called crack slaw. It looks so good. Oh my God. Wait till you hear this. And this gentleman was using an outdoor grill. This is how he did everything. Let's see. Crack slaw. 1 pound ground pork, 2 packages of shredded cabbage slaw mix, or you can cut your own head from a head of cabbage. I kind of like just buying that prepackaged cabbage. It's great. The whites from green onions, about 3 onions. Save the tops for later. 1 tablespoon ginger paste or a thumb of ginger. 2 to 3 cloves of garlic. 2 tablespoons hoisin sauce. And this is going to be, everything that's going to make it great. 2 to 3 tablespoons of soy sauce. 1 to 2 tablespoons rice wine vinegar. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon pepper. A drizzle of sesame oil. Optional. Don't have to, but 1 to 2 tablespoons of butter and 1 to 2 tablespoons olive and avocado oil blend. On a pre-warmed griddle around 375 to 400 degrees, place the ground pork on the left side of the grill. After 2-3 minutes, turn and chop up very well. You just want it to go beyond pink. Add 1 tablespoon of oil onto the griddle and add 2 bags of cabbage to the oil. Sauté this until it is wilted and has some color to it, around 3 to 4 minutes. Then add the green onion bottoms to this mixture, so the whites of the onions. Add the pork to the cabbage. Incorporate well. After incorporating, add the ginger and garlic and cook for 2 to 3 minutes. Next, add the hoisin and soy sauce and mix well. Give this a taste and then adjust. Add salt and pepper if needed. Add rice wine vinegar. Give this a good mix. Top with the scallions. The greens are cut on the diagonal. Remove from the griddle, serve, and enjoy. Oh, my goodness. So what did he do? It's just like making, ground beef just for chili. Just prepare the pork and then add the slaw to that. Onions. Oh, gosh. My mouth was watering as I watched that happen. It was really great. So I had to print this recipe. At any rate, once you master that, that might be something that you do a lot. Whew. It sounded great. Crack slaw. And since it's going to be, we're waiting for, spring to break, listen to these 3 types of popcorn. We're going to pop Southwest barbecue popcorn, Pop 3 ounce package of microwave popcorn is directed on the package. Place in a large bowl. Add 1 tablespoon melted butter and 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika. Toss to evenly coat the popcorn. Add 1/2 cup of Planters chipotle peanuts. Mix lightly. Make 6 servings, about 1 1/3 cups each. Dill pickle popcorn. Pop 3 ounces of popcorn. Place it in a large bowl. Add 1 tablespoon melted butter and 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill. Toss evenly to coat the popcorn. Add 1/2 cup of Planters sea salt and vinegar peanuts. Mix lightly. Make 6 servings. And then salted caramel and chocolate popcorn mix. I think I like this one. Pop 3 ounces of popcorn. Spread onto a parchment-covered rimmed baking sheet. Sprinkle with 1/2 cup salted caramel peanuts. Melt 3 ounces of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate as directed on the package. Drizzle this over the popcorn mixture. Refrigerate 10 minutes or until the chocolate is firm. Break into bite-sized clusters to serve. Make 6 servings. Whoa. Easy peasy and pretty good. Okay, creamy herbed polenta. Serve this alongside a main course entree. Bring 14.5 ounces can of chicken broth, 1/2 cup of water, and 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder to a boil in medium saucepan on medium heat. Reduce the heat to medium low. Add 1/2 cup instant polenta in a steady stream while whisking constantly. Cook 4 to 5 minutes or until thickened, stirring constantly. Remove from the heat. Add 2 tablespoons cubed softened Philadelphia cream cheese and 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese. Stir until cream cheese is completely melted and the mixture is well blended. Oh my. Stir in 1 tablespoon each of chopped fresh basil and parsley. Makes 5 servings, 1/2 cup each. And then garnish with additional chopped fresh parsley and basil. Isn't that, wow. That's easy. That will come together beautifully. And it looks beautiful. Wow. Creamy herbed polenta. Nice. Slow cooker beef stroganoff pot roast. It makes 10 servings. Okay, let's see. 3 tablespoons flour, 2 teaspoons beef bouillon. So, those little flavored granules, I guess it is. 1 boneless beef chuck roast to equal 3 pounds. 2 teaspoons chopped fresh thyme divided. 3/4 pound shiitake mushrooms stems removed and sliced. I think you could probably use any mushroom if you really like. Let's see. Well, here we go. So 3/4 pound of shiitake mushrooms sliced, 3/4 pound button mushrooms sliced, 1 jar of Heinz Homestyle Rich Mushroom Gravy, 1 package, a 16-ounce package of egg noodles, 3/4 cup sour cream. So we combine flour and bouillon. Rub onto all sides of the roast. Place in a slow cooker. Sprinkle with 1 teaspoon thyme. Cover with lid. Cook on low 8 to 9 hours or on high for 4 to 5 hours. Well, this is so simple. Add mushrooms to slow cooker. Pour gravy over the mushrooms and cook covered on high for 30 minutes or until the mushrooms are tender and gravy is thickened. Transfer the roast to the cutting board, reserving gravy mixture in slow cooker. Let stand for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, cook the noodles as directed on the package, omitting the salt. Slice the roast, drained noodles, place on serving plates, top with meat, gravy mixture, and sour cream, and sprinkle with remaining thyme. I am going to make that. That looks fantastic. Woo. Okay, an Italian pot pie. This looks wonderful. Makes 8 servings. 1.5 cups flour, 1/2 cup of cold butter cut into chunks, 4 ounces Philadelphia cream cheese, 1 teaspoon dried oregano leaves divided, 1 pound of extra lean ground beef. And personally, I think you need the fat. I would never go with extra lean. I really like that 80-20 mixture. We need fat. It makes it flavorful and it's good for you. You don't have to overdo it. This is the whole point. But, okay, continuing. Let's see. 1 onion chopped, 1 green pepper cut lengthwise into thin strips, then crosswise in half. 1.5 cups Classico Italian sausage with peppers and onions pasta sauce. 1.5 cups shredded part skim mozzarella cheese. So preheat the oven to 400 degrees using pulsing action of food processor to process flour, butter, cream cheese, and 1/2 teaspoon oregano until mixture is well blended and pulls away from the side of the container. Shape into a ball, flatten slightly, wrap tightly with plastic wrap, and refrigerate until ready to use. So that's your crust. Brown the meat with onions and peppers in a large nonstick skillet on medium heat. Add the pasta sauce, mozzarella cheese, the remaining oregano. Mix well. Spoon onto a 9-inch deep dish pie plate sprayed with cooking spray. Roll dough on lightly floured surface to equal a 10-inch round. Place this over the pie. So there's not going to be any crust on the bottom, just on the top. Seal and flute the edges. Cut several slits in the crust to permit steam to escape. Place on a rimmed baking sheet. Bake 30 to 35 minutes or until golden brown. Let stand for 10 minutes before serving. So that's going to come together nicely. And how about this cream of mushroom tortellini soup? Makes 7 servings. You need 1 package of frozen cheese tortellini uncooked, 3 cups chicken broth, 2 tablespoons zesty Italian dressing, 1/2 pound of sliced fresh mushrooms, 1 jar 4 cheese Alfredo pasta sauce, 1 cup frozen peas, 1 teaspoon chopped fresh thyme. So cook the tortellini as directed on the package, substituting broth for the water and eliminating the draining step of the cooked tortellini. Meanwhile, heat dressing in a large skillet on medium-high heat. Add mushrooms, cook 4 to 5 minutes or until evenly browned, stirring frequently. Add mushrooms and all remaining ingredients to the tortellini. Cook on medium heat 3 to 5 minutes or until heated through, stirring occasionally. Wow. So you make your own mushroom soup. I love it. That's going to be great. So it's got mushroom soup and it has peas also. Isn't that cool? Here's a ham and cheese sandwich strata. It looks, if my stomach does not growl, then I'll be impressed. This looks so great. This will make 6 servings. You will need 6 slices of Hawaiian sliced bread, 6 teaspoons Grey Poupon mustard, honey mustard, 6 slices cheddar cheese, sharp cheddar cheese, 12 slices Oscar Mayer Selects natural applewood smoked ham, 2 eggs, half cup of milk, 1/4 cup maple flavored or pancake syrup. So heat the oven at 350. Spread the bread with mustard. Place 2 bread slices, mustard sides up, in a single layer in a 9 by 5 inch loaf pan sprayed with cooking spray. Press to completely cover the bottom of the pan. Cover with 3 cheese slices, 6 ham slices, and 2 of the remaining bread slices, mustard sides down. Top with remaining cheese and ham slices, cover with remaining bread slices, mustard sides in. I'm repeating myself, sorry. Anyway, whisk the remaining ingredients until blended. That's the eggs, milk, and pancake syrup, sounds like. Pour over the strata. Let stand for 5 minutes. So let all that sink in. It's just basically, so you're putting this in a loaf pan, and it's basically just layers. And it's beautiful. Oh my gosh. Bake 45 to 50 minutes or until knife inserted in the center comes out clean and the top is golden brown. Let stand for 15 minutes. Run knife around the edges of the pan to loosen the strata. Invert it onto a platter. Remove from the pan. Cut strata into 6 slices across to serve. Won't that be good? I wonder if that would be good with that cracked slaw that we made. I like this recipe. So spinach, mushroom, and egg pizzas. Are you ready? Makes 8 servings. 2 ready-to-use baked pizza crusts to equal 8 inches. 2 tablespoons zesty Italian dressing. 1.5 cups shredded 5 cheese blend divided cheese. Let's see, 3/4 cup sliced fresh mushrooms, 4 slices Oscar Mayer bacon, crumbled and divided, 3 eggs beaten, 3/4 cup loosely packed baby spinach leaves, and you want to chop those. So preheat the oven to 425 degrees. Place pizza crust in single layer on baking sheet sprayed with cooking spray. Brush with the dressing. Sprinkle evenly with 3/4 cup cheese, top with mushrooms, and half of the bacon. Drizzle eggs slowly over the pizzas. Sprinkle with remaining cheese. Bake 14 to 16 minutes or until edges of the crust are golden brown and the eggs are set. Topping with spinach and remaining bacon for the last 2 minutes. Wow. So far, I really like that ham strata recipe the best. Okay, let's see. Bean and cheese freezer burritos. How about that? This will make 8 servings. So you need one bag of Success brown rice, 1 cup Taco Bell thick and chunky salsa divided. They're very specific about their ingredients here, their brands. 8 whole wheat tortillas, they're 8 inches. 1 16-ounce can of refried black beans. 2 cups tightly packed baby spinach leaves. 1 package Kraft Mexican style finely shredded 4 cheese. All right. Prepare rice as directed on package, mix with 1/2 cup of the salsa. Spread 1 tortilla with 3 tablespoons of the refried beans. Spoon 1/4 cup rice mixture onto the tortilla. Top with 1/4 each of the spinach and cheese. Fold in opposite sides of tortilla, then roll up. Burrito style. Right. Repeat with remaining ingredients. Wrap the burritos individually in foil. Place in freezer weight resealable plastic bag and freeze for up to 3 months. Oh. So once you get the hang of this, you can just have a stash in your fridge and just prepare as needed. Remove foil from 1 burrito just before serving. Wrap in paper towel. You want to place that on a microwavable plate. Microwave on high 2 minutes or until heated through turning after 1 minute. Serve with 1 tablespoon of the remaining salsa. Repeat with the remaining burritos as needed. So that is really cool. So you're going to prep these burritos, freeze them, wrap them in aluminum foil, freeze them. They're going to keep for 3 months. So you can just use them and then, you know, take one from the foil and microwave it. Fold it with a paper towel and microwave it and then serve with salsa. Wow, that's cool. Okay, slow cooker Catalina chicken. This sounds good. Makes 8 servings. You will need 2 tablespoons of flour, 1/2 cup of Kraft Classic Catalina dressing. I used to love that stuff when I was a kid. 1/2 cup of Heinz chili sauce. 1/4 cup orange marmalade, my favorite. 8 bone-in chicken thighs, skin removed, to equal 3 pounds. 1/2 cup of diced cranberries and 4 cups hot cooked instant brown rice. So whisk flour, dressing, chili sauce, and marmalade until blended. Oh my gosh. Place chicken in slow cooker sprayed with cooking spray. Top with the cranberries and the dressing mixture. Cover with lid. What a marvelous recipe. Cook on low 5 to 6 hours or on high for 3 to 3.5 hours until the chicken is done to equal 165 degrees. Add sauce, and the sauce is thickened and bubbly around the edge. Skim fat from the surface of sauce if necessary. Serve this chicken mixture over rice and then sprinkle with 2 tablespoons chopped fresh parsley before serving. So that sauce is just going to be so nice. That is great. Love it. There's a couple good recipes in here, at least, right? So 1 can chicken and stuffing with caramelized onions. This will make 6 servings. 1 tablespoon oil, 6 small boneless, skinless chicken breasts. 2 onions cut lengthwise in half, then crosswise into thin slices. Got it. 1.5 cups hot water. 1 package of stovetop stuffing mix for chicken. Stuff is great. 2 cups chopped steamed kale. Or maybe spinach. 2 tablespoons Lee and Perrins Worcestershire sauce. 1.5 cups of Kraft shredded cheddar cheese. Heat the oil in a large skillet on medium-high heat. Add chicken, cook 2 minutes on each side or until evenly browned on both sides. Remove the chicken from the skillet, reserving the drippings in the skillet. Cover chicken to keep warm. Then add onions to the drippings in the skillet and cook 8 to 10 minutes or until tender, stirring frequently. Meanwhile, add hot water to the stuffing mix in a large bowl. Stir just until moistened. Add the kale. Mix lightly. Remove onions from skillet. Mix with the Worcestershire sauce. Place chicken in a single layer in center of skillet. Top with this onion mixture. Then spoon the stuffing mixture around the chicken. Sprinkle chicken and stuffing mixture with cheese. Cover. Cook on medium-low heat 10 minutes or until the stuffing mixture is heated through and the chicken is done at 165 degrees. That looks so yum. A 1 skillet dish right there. Okay, final offering. Are you ready? Creamy raspberry graham desserts. Makes 12 servings. So 2/3 cup of boiling water, 1 package raspberry flavored gelatin, some ice cubes, 1/2 cup of cold water, 1 tub, 8 ounces of Cool Whip, 2 cups frozen raspberries divided, 1 package, that's 4 ounces, mini graham cracker crumb pie crust. So 6 crusts is what you'll end up needing. 12 graham crackers broken crosswise in half. So add boiling water to the gelatin mix in a large bowl. Stir 2 minutes until completely dissolved. Add enough ice to cold water to measure 1 cup. Add to the gelatin. Stir until ice is completely melted and gelatin is slightly thickened. Then we whisk in Cool Whip until blended. Reserve 1 quarter cup of the raspberries. Stir remaining raspberries into the gelatin mixture. Refrigerate for 20 minutes or until the mixture is thick enough to mound. For tarts, spoon 1/2 cup gelatin mixture into each pie crust. Top with reserved raspberries. Refrigerate for 10 minutes. For frozen sandwiches, and this is what I like, spoon 1/4 cup of the remaining gelatin mixture onto each of 12 graham cracker halves. Cover with remaining crackers. Freeze 2 hours or until firm. Wrap individually in plastic wrap. Place in freezer weight resealable plastic bag. Store in freezer until ready to serve. So, yeah, you've got, it's like an ice cream sandwich with this raspberry flavored gelatin mixture. Yum, yum. I hope that was worth waiting till the end. At any rate, that was quick, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. By next week, it could be nice and sultry and warm. We shall see. Or it could be snowing. It's only April, as we know. Anyway, have a great week, everyone. It's Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Take care. Bye-bye.